adding value through etiquette. Muhammad cared for behavioral etiquette. He taught his companions that etiquette is part of his example and way of life, sunnah. In addition, many verses in the Quran urge on tenderness and good manners. Muhammad indicated that angels get upset by what upsets human beings, e.g. loud voices, bad smells, etc. The following points summarize some of the Islamic behavioral etiquettes. Do not talk loudly and do not walk arrogantly. Do not stay long when visiting a sick person. Give him or her time to rest. One should smell good when he/she comes to the mosque. Those who ate garlic or onion should not come to the mosque so as not to disturb the others by any unfavorable smell or act, e.g. burping. Be helpful and give space to others in congregation areas where finding a free space is difficult. Call others with the names and nicknames they like. Put your hand on your mouth when yawning and bless others when they sneeze. When talking to others, one should use the best and the most acceptable words to them so they like it. The good word is a form of charity in Islam. Talk kindly to your parents and don't shout at their faces. Never say a bad word, even uff or fi, the smallest negative word in Arabic. Children should always knock on the door and seek permission to enter before going into their parents' room at certain times during the day. If you are serving water to others, you are the last one to drink, a preferred etiquette. If you are invited for a dinner or a banquet, eat from the closer pots to you and don't annoy the others. Don't breathe in a cup of water while drinking from it.